The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show in which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, already done eating, it's Professor
yes.
Heather Hill.
Yes.
I feel like I haven't seen you in a million years,
I know,
Heather.
It's been a while.
Yeah, that's all right.
And she cut serviettes for everybody.
Oh,
I did.
Serviettes.
Yes.
Oh, a tear.
I stole scissors from Michael's drawer.
No, you traded off a donut for the scissors.
That's right.
And brown paper serviettes are my favorite.
That's Kathy always recyclable. Called them serviettes, don't you remember?
No,
yep.
Maybe it will become a custom now.
Yeah, you never know. So what's in the classroom for you this semester, Heather?
Study of film and study of fiction.
Okay, film. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, both full.
You had a lot of fun teaching that the last couple times.
Yeah, they're both good. They're just very, very full for discussion-based courses and so forth.
Do you need a popcorn maker for that class?
A popcorn maker, no.
Do you need a bag of popcorn?
Yeah, I mean it's
of popcorn.
We are blessed with higher enrollments, but
that's right.
Our
that's
class
right.
sizes are capped out.
So. Are we talking like over 30 here?
I have 32 in one, and I think 29 in the other.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
A lot of students altogether.
35 is our standard enrollment.
So. Right.
Mm-hmm. I'll trek them all down to the Kurosawa Festival at the
last weekend.
Introduce them to Toshiro Mifune.
Everybody yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole other film course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a whole other film course.
That is the voice of the next person in line, Professor Stephen Manning. Watch this trick. Stephen, how are your enrollments this semester?
Just where they should be.
I knew that we were going to be able to...
Just ethereal.
Yeah. Ethereal.
Oh, my God.
He's in the butter zone.
Absolutely hilarious. Things going well, Stephen?
Yes.
Okay. No, yep. That's good.
Wish the weather would
I noticed the
warm up a little bit, but I think this weekend it's going to start.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this early taste of fall.
I was done with summer a couple weeks ago, so sorry. It's probably my fault. But
I golfed this morning, and a guy I know was in shorts.
Yeah.
His kneecaps were blue with the cold.
Professor Daniel Maxwell is here. So what is your Labor Day cutoff clothing rule?
I have no rules about that. Oh, I wear what I want based on the weather.
Okay, all right. That
good for
sense.
You.
Or cleanliness.
Yes.
Also important. Also
it's
important.
Like eating what you want without feeling bad, right?
That's right. And we should all live that way at all times.
Have another donut.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But seriously, I guess I don't. All I could say is this. I had warned my students previously last year that one day if they decided to stop by and say hi over the summer, they might see me in shorts, and I kind of wanted to prepare them for that.
There was one day you wore shorts this whole summer.
I only wore shorts one day this summer, and a bunch of students showed up as if they knew it was going to happen.
Your shorts are magnetic.
Dr. Mayo's going to flash us.
Oh, God. Well, I basically did with the color of my skin, let me tell you. Across the table, through the forest of microphones, it's Professor James Balfour Tubbs.
And like Danielle, I wear what I want to, when I want to.
I dress for the weather.
But I tell you, the nicest thing about this is, you know, the last 2 years, the first couple of weeks of classes
in an unair-conditioned classroom
in a late afternoon class,
In this building?
Brutal.
I was having to let students go early just because it was too hot to sit there.
Yeah. Heat stroke.
This week has been nice.
Yeah. Heat stroke should not be on your syllabus.
Exactly.
You really should have seen the look on my cardiologist's face when I told him that that Briggs wasn't air conditioned. He literally looked like he was going to have a heart attack himself and said, under no circumstances are you to teach anywhere that is not air conditioned. I'm like, okay,
100%.
Get that in
100%.
Writing and then, yeah,
get
you don't
it
have
in
to.
I get send it
my
in.
Classes in fall always have to be in CNF or chemistry 7 or something.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the few times I came in this summer, more times than I wanted to, into Briggs, it was just...
Unbearable.
And it's clearly not just a comfort. It's not just a question of comfort.
No.
It's actually unhealthy.
It is unhealthy.
Mm-hmm. There are lots of effects from having
and
high
higher up you go.
Of course.
Warmer
so the third, you know, I mean, you have a class on the third floor.
Come on, you know it's bad when we're down
heat
here
rises.
And we're sweating.
Yes.
There's that too.
I believe it's going to be comfy today in the studio. I think I'm
not going to vote for the
that
best.
That was my prediction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Professor Mara Livesey is here, also knows the effect of things cooling off a little bit earlier than usual.
Oh, it's my dream state, things being a little cooler than usual.
So nice, so nice.
I would so much rather have winter or just rain. Than
just not sweating 24/7 is my ideal state.
I feel like I have not had that happen in like 10 years.
Yes.
It's true, though.
I love it. I love the heat.
It's okay. People are different. It was just a really, really hot summer. It was hot for a long time.
Yeah, this is true.
10 weeks of very hot heat.
We don't have central air.
Yeah. Well, that'll do it.
Well, speaking of heat, Miss Diane Manica said to say hello.
Oh,
I asked her how things were going out there.
It's a dry.
And
they had a terrible dust storm. In fact,
they did, but it didn't come as far. It didn't come to eastern Mesa, which is where she lives, which is a long way from downtown Phoenix.
Okay. Is Peter okay?
He hasn't said anything about a dust.
Your brother.
He told me about it. Yeah, there's a special name for it.
Habu or something.
Habu.
Like
south of the city, south and east
of
the city.
And you could see it from out where Diane lives, but she, you know, it didn't
hit her
heart.
She just cranked up the Johnny Mathis but loud enough to push it away.
she turned off the Johnny mattress.
That's right.
But the heat out there has just been awful.
But it's a dry.
Oh, it is a dry heat for sure. She says she just doesn't do things outside after 9 a.m.
Oh, my God.
9 a.m.?
Terrible.
Is she living my hours now?
Remind me never to retire there. Right.
The overnight temperature is in the 90s, like low 90s, 92 overnight.
Now, I have to tell you, the winter out there is wonderful.
Beautiful.
It is really
wonderful. Nice. Snowbirds.
Sounds about right.
We go there at spring break.
Sure. Yeah,
March.
That's perfect.
But I went in May one year, and no. It's already started.
Yeah,
it's already started.
After April, it's a bit bad.
It
has already started.
Continuing around the table, the mayor of the neighborhood, the one, the only, Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Mayor
so,
Chow.
Tell me all the gossip from the neighborhood that we need to catch up on.
Oh, is there gossip in the neighborhood? Oh, other than all the animals in my yard?
Well, you must be circulating some gossip.
Oh, mind you, talking about the cooler weather, we opened up the window the other night into the bedroom. Find a skunk.
Ew.
Could not close the window fast enough. So
you sure it was a skunk?
It was a skunk.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
In
our
neighborhood, it could be other things.
Oh, okay. Well, Matt also saw the deer in our neighborhood.
Yep.
I've got video footage from
the
other neighborhood.
Picture of it right in front of my house.
But they're sweet.
Yeah.
Well, not in the middle of the road. I was scared for it.
So. Heather, you would appreciate this. The garden. Yeah.
You got the groundhogs?
No groundhogs.
No whistle pigs?
Yeah.
The whistle pigs.
Yeah, the whistle pigs. But yeah, the deer, filched the beans and the sunflowers.
Yep.
Got it. Yeah.
Gone.
Yep.
Well, you have to try again next year.
I'm putting up a moat.
Is the handsome car okay, considering the deer?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I only took it out a handful of times this year because it was too warm.
Yep.
And I dragged Danielle out.
I don't know, like
cruising.
I don't know what that is. Like, what is that motion going
swaying?
Down? Swaying down Woodward.
Yes. Oh, okay. 5 miles per hour.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Last but most certainly not least, Professor Beth Oldjar is here. How are you doing, Beth?
I'm following the wear what you want principle because I always wear jeans on Friday.
Absolutely.
Even when I'm teaching.
Yep.
Where I come from, this is how professors dress. So
yeah, Portland State.
If there are different standards here in the Midwest, I don't care.
Yeah. I think that
I wore jeans on Tuesday, but with a blazer.
See, but that makes it like grown up and professional.
Swanky, how fancy.
Oh, you all are killing me here.
Just following the Matt Maio.
Dress code. Right.
A lot of blazer, that's fancy.
The blazer, you know. Denim.
Should we just have like one blazer and have it like rotate around?
Pass around?
Yeah.
Right. It could be size
issues. Mara, it's your day.
Mara wears a lot of blazers. You have some nice jackets there. Yeah.
A good blazer for women is really cool.
It's a big
deal. Actually, Steven's been getting rid of a lot of his sport jackets. Mm. And now that more of an oversized look is in,
it is.
I have pilfered some.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, actually, he's getting rid of them.
You've liberated.
I didn't really pilfer them because they were already on the out.
You just even move them over to your side.
That's exactly. Right. I got two.
It's killing me to get rid of some of this.
Well,
stuff.
Folks, this
Somebody
is a program
is a clothes horse.
Where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions to us in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. I figured this would be good when I saw it earlier this summer to get us going this fall. 50, as they are referred to, reduplicatives. A reduplicative is a word or expression formed by repeating part or all of a word, usually the beginning, and sometimes changing the vowel sound in the process. It's often used to serve a grammatical or expressive function. Feels very Department of English, if you don't mind me saying so. Let me give you an example.
I don't
the
like
first
it.
One has been done for you.
Okay.
Oh,
a demonstration.
Chaotic or disorderly. The term that's often used for that is helter-skelter. So all of the answers will be things that sound like that. Does that make sense?
So repetitive sounds, not actually the same word. So
exactly.
Like bow-wow-wow or something
like
that.
Like everything's going to rhyme with Helter Skelter?
No. Let's
I'm
do
teasing.
Another one.
I'm
Let's do
teasing.
Another one. I got 50. I think
oh,
you know we're good for a little right. while here.
Hunker down.
How about indecisive or weak?
Wishy-washy.
Wishy-washy, 100%. Okay. They did a really good job of taking the alpha order here and mixing it up, too, so and it can't follow along.
Oh, darn.
Fantastic.
There goes our
very,
strategy.
Very, very, very small.
Incy-weensy?
Teensy-weensy.
Itsy-bitsy.
Teeny-weeny.
All partial credit. I have teeny tiny here, but you know what? That all works.
I like itsy bitsy. Obviously.
Because
yellow polka
I said
dot
it.
Bikini.
I sing quite a bit of that these days.
Oh,
I bet
yeah.
you do. I bet you do.
Everything's microscopic.
Trickery or magic?
Hocus pocus.
Yes. Oh, ooh, good. Jim's in the groove here.
Yeah, Bette Midler movie.
Dawdling, wasting time.
Dawdling, wasting time.
Oh, yes. Not twiddle twaddle. That's not it.
Maybe it will help to remember the cute little restaurant that's across the street from the Jesuit residence.
The Coney Island.
No.
Which one?
So there's one little restaurant
Mickey
that's across
D's?
The street.
Mickey
yeah,
D's.
Yeah,
I tried, folks. I tried.
What are you talking about?
There's a church there.
Is this
restaurant,
some restaurant that lives in your own mind?
Yeah, what's going on? I'm like, what?
The restaurant that doesn't use bread that's across the street from Lansing
place.
Riley is called what Dilly the Dally. Dill? Dilly Dally is
yeah.
what we're trying to do.
Dilly.
Oh,
Dally.
Dilly Dally.
Oh, okay. We've gone a ways without yeah. getting that. Mm-hmm.
There's a restaurant across
I didn't
the
know there
street.
Was
I'm kidding.
Right there.
Stop it.
I've
there's
never
no
been
bread.
There.
There's only pickles.
Have you
it's
guys,
great.
Has anybody tried that place?
Megan and Rob Dalka from Physics went there the other day. They asked me if I wanted to grab something. I said thanks, but no thanks. And all they did was come back and eat in front of me.
So what did
you said no
what
thanks.
Do these look like?
They gave you a
what
choice.
What do they look like? It's a big pickle?
There's some that are like almost like sushi, but instead of like seaweed wrap, it's wrapped in a pickle, like a thin slice of a pickle. Mm. And then there's full sandwiches where instead of the bread, it's pickle.
You
on gotta
top say
and
that's creative.
That sounds amazing. That
yeah, it sounds creative. Delicious.
Is, if you like pickles,
yeah,
yes.
I guess.
Yes.
Which I do.
I love dill pickles, but I think that just sounds weird.
We're gonna have to get you a little pickle sushi.
Definitely a low carb kind of establishment.
Low carb establishment, yes. So I'm guessing at Mara's house. That she hears the soft, quick sounds.
Pitter-patter of
like
little
small,
milly feet.
The pitter-patter
yes.
of tiny hooves.
Pitter-patter.
And the cloven, mm-hmm. the cloven hooves. You mean.
Is it my imagination, or does she have pretty good-sized paws for a kid her age? Her hands
wide receiver?
Like probably does.
She might be playing piano, or...
She does have fingers, right?
We'll see.
Future?
Takes after
well,
the kid,
she's very
right?
physical, so oh. could be music, could be just...
Martial arts.
Chaos.
Rugby.
Cool.
Could be more helter skelter.
Martial arts.
Nothing wrong with that. She'll do mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
Related to dilly dally, it's the best clue I can give, in hesitation or delay. It's an older reduplicative.
Reduplicative.
Mm-hmm.
What's the clue again?
Hesitate or delay, and it sounds a lot like dilly dally.
Frilly frally.
I mean, we could go through every every sound, and you'd probably end up
Willy Wally.
No, it's Shilly Shally is what it is.
Shilly Shally.
Literally
that is
converged old. Yeah. On the same time.
That is so
old. Got whiskers
old.
On it, so old.
Classy one that we all know. Small talk is, of course.
Chit-chat.
Undesirable people.
Riff-raff.
Riff-raff.
Very good.
Say persona non grata, mm-hmm. But that misses the point. Okay.
Small decorative item.
Tchotchke.
Rick-rack.
Brick-a-brack.
Or yeah. Brick-brack. Put it up on a shelf. It's a...
Knick-knack.
Knick-knack.
I was going to say, it's a tiki item.
All of those are correct.
Tchotchke.
You know, probably has some pretty embarrassing roots, but nonsense or gibberish words? I don't understand any
English
of your...
300.
Yeah, jibber-jabber?
Is it jibber-jabber?
No.
Nonsense.
Starts with an M.
Mathematics.
Mushmouth? No.
Mealy mouth.
No.
I don't understand any of your mishmash.
Anything said by Trump?
That doesn't start with an M.
Partial credit.
Neither does
he. The whole thing about the medians, I'm like, what? This I know. Is even more incoherent than you
That's
usually
a description
are.
Then, not a
if
statement.
You can't look into a kid's face and see their mitochondrial damage, there's nothing that I can do for you.
I love that one.
He's mitochondria, like the part of a cell.
The powerhouse of the cell. No, I'm looking for, like I said, probably some improper roots. Mumbo jumbo. Nonsense.
Sure.
Yes.
Gotcha.
We will reclaim our lead with music genre and cultural movement. What?
Hip-hop?
Rock and roll?
Hip-hop.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely hip-hop.
Yes, Robert Kennedy can obviously see things that none of the rest of us can.
That's superhuman eyesight.
Mitochondria.
Horrifying. Speaking of mumbo jumbo.
Pretty impressive that he can see that. Yeah. I would love to learn to see that.
Who needs microscopes?
That's right. They're so overrated for science.
When you move sharply back and forth, you'd say you're moving in a...
Zigzag.
I like that answer.
Zigzag really has to do with your direction, not whether you're moving back and forth.
No, that's isn't that one of those Julia Louis-Dreyfus dance moves?
Yes.
Oh, or like Wednesday's dance.
How she did that? Well, Wednesday's Adam. Dance looked refined compared to...
Oh, God, that was so funny.
At one point, George says, she didn't dance, did she?
And she, I think she had COVID at the time.
Jenna Ortega?
Yes.
She had COVID?
She was very sick.
Oh,
and she
okay.
said, we're doing this in one take. And
well, apparently the plan was to have the dance be more traditional.
Right.
And she stood her ground and said, there is no way that Wednesday Addams would do anything.
That's right.
Conventional or traditional.
And she felt horrible,
she
so she just threw it all out there.
Dance. Yeah, she made it up herself.
Clock sound or app
TikTok
that might be canceled in 2 weeks. Yeah, there we go, TikTok. To change one's mind.
Flip-flop.
Or casual footwear, yeah. Repetitive and melodic, just like my voice
Sing-song.
Mm-hmm. Type of blues music or dancing that goes with it.
Blues music. Type of blues
the
music.
Bugle Boy of Company B.
Big band? Swing?
No.
Oh, wow. I thought that was a great clue. If I don't say so myself.
Apparently, it was not.
It was not. Boogie Woogie is what I'm looking
right.
for.
Okay.
Boogie
right.
Woogie
right.
Boy.
Oh, the boogie.
You're right. That was actually a better clue if we had only realized that that was a clue.
We were born 40 years ago.
Creepy or getting an anxious feeling.
Creepy crawly. No.
Icky.
Heebie-jeebies.
Jittery.
Heebie-jeebies is what I've got. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I think if you can get the creepy crawlies, that's
fine. I think it's there.
I think that's acceptable.
Yeah. How about gossip?
Chit-chat.
That's not what it says here. Idle talk.
Jibber-jabby.
Some people call it, it's another old one. Dave say it has whiskers? Tittle tattle is what it says here.
Oh, that is ancient.
Yeah. How about flirtation or trickery?
Flirtation or trickery.
And or.
Mischief also fits this category.
Flitter flatter. I don't know.
You're getting in the right.
I like flitter flatter.
You're getting in the good of it. So. Flirtation is the bigger one here.
Tit for tat?
No, it says hanky-panky.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you should have said
Johnny Mattress.
Questionable activity.
No, not at all.
Diane Manica would have nailed it.
Further than flirtation and you've reached hanky-panky.
There you've hanky-panky.
Hanky-panky is what comes after.
Exactly.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes, flirtation leads to hanky panky.
If it's successful.
Second base on.
It's not, yeah, I was going to say, yeah. If successful.
It could go the other way around, but it'd be kind of weird.
Randomly or without planning? We're doing everything
haphazard. No. Whirly girly.
Slipshod.
That's the, you know, the.
Willy nilly?
Willy nilly.
Willy nilly.
Yeah, oh, just like Millie. Okay.
Girly, oh girly my piano gosh. Or something?
Something yes, that's round that and plump right. In an endearing way. You'd say it's a little bit like a baby.
Chubby.
Or a small bug is sometimes called a...
Cutie wooty.
What? Small bug.
Now I'm just making stuff up.
Thinking about the bugs that sometimes people call
roly-poly,
but they're called roly-polies.
Oh, yeah. Right. I would never call a small child a roly-poly, but I'm
no. Really? Oh, wow.
Millie's a roly-poly.
You will get a baloney loaf.
There have been
someday.
Times when a couple freshmen could have been roly-poly down a couple stairwells with mm-hmm. me, so.
Informal, okay?
Okie-dokie?
Okie-dokie.
Okie-dokie.
Old-fashioned, dull. Definitely an old one. Like,
oh, great.
Really old.
Cuneiform.
Well, that makes sense. Probably not quite that old.
Oh, sorry.
I like that, though.
Origin of the universe old. No, it's fuddy-duddy is what we're looking for here.
Fuddy-duddy. Yep.
Gotcha.
I've heard that.
What you think your parents are.
Right, yes. Right, exactly. Excellent or impressive. This is a very popular phrase in Europe, apparently, this last summer. We don't say it that much in American English
super
anymore.
Duper.
Super duper, yes. Okay. Let's see.
We did okay. In the 60s, I think.
Yes, yes.
Isn't that in Young Frankenstein? Super duper.
Oh, you're thinking
yes,
of...
Yes, it was in a song.
The yeah. Song that he sings.
Yeah. Putting on the Ritz.
Putting on the Ritz.
Singing, yes.
Super duper.
Or describing 70s custom vans or something mm-hmm. like that.
That's my way of getting back to putting on the Ritz is through Young Frankenstein.
Perfect.
I am scared.
Such a great movie.
Unusual way to get there.
I know. But seems typical of this group, though.
Yay. Although Guillermo del Toro's version of Frankenstein is actually coming out pretty soon.
Kind of exciting.
That mm-hmm. should be pretty
kind of
good.
Exciting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A pretentious or like nonsensical.
Hoity-toity.
Pretentious. Like that person just gave us a big load of
toffee nose in Britain. That's what you, if you sound like you're from London, that's what they'll call you.
Pretentious? Hoity-toity is pretentious.
Yeah, and I get that. I'm looking at the full list, actually. Hoity-toity is not on the
what?
List.
This
is actually
well, this is partial credit then for this
no,
one.
No, partial credit
snobby.
For sure. When someone says something that, you know, they're confident in, but it's actually a load of garbage, it's claptrap as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
So.
Never heard of that.
Yep. Let's see here. Oh, we used to use this. The old people used to use this when you were like using a keyboard that was really noisy.
Click clack.
Like, click clack. Oh, you actually, that's the youngest person in the room. Got it.
Click clack goes to the dock, right? Isn't there a book about
it's
that?
It's not the computer.
It's like
yeah.
They're click clack keyboards yeah, now. That's what
click clack,
called.
The moo book. There's a children's book. I will find the name
okay.
of it. But click clack goes.
Cows
that go
click
clack.
Yeah,
yes, there's
yeah.
a book about it.
Computer oh, keyboards click.
The fingernails on the keyboard at the Secretary of State's office. Yes,
yes,
that's a lot of click clack.
Yes.
Kathy Bush used to just actually
click clack. Cows that moo. That is the book title.
She was typing. I'm like,
yep, cows
wow.
that moo.
Click clack. Cows that moo. It's a children's book about cows that use typewriters.
How about very boring or monotonous? What kind of a day was it? It was a little
ho-hum?
Bit...
Iffy-wiffy.
So-so.
Dull as dishwater.
Ho-hum.
Dave was the closest.
Ho-hum.
What?
How about
hum-drum.
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 Yeah. Hum-drum. Yep. A confused mixture, especially at a scene.
Mish-mash?
The whole thing was a big mishmash. Yeah, exactly.
Goat rodeo. Mm.
Goat rodeo.
Wait, where did that come from?
Where did we hear
cat
that?
Cat herding.
I heard
that's
somebody.
That's actually not as hard as people think it is. You just shake a treat bag
that's
and
right.
you're good to go.
I didn't tell you I got a third cat.
Oh, no.
Wow.
We have to talk
yes.
about this.
We'll have to talk about this.
We definitely have to talk
yes,
about
we
this.
Do.
The absolute best condition. Excellent.
Tip top.
Tip top. Mm-hmm.
I'm down tip-top. To one cat, and that's not acceptable.
We got to work on that.
You want
well,
another one?
She has a plan. She says she knows this French bulldog who lives down the street. A survivalist has some TNT, so she wants to go blow out all the cages on the Woodward PetSmart and bring all the kitties home. She can choose her kitty friend, and then mommy can make sure everyone else has a forever.
There's a really nice cat right now at the Woodward PetSmart.
They're so cute. They're so cute. They need homes.
Danielle gets a commission. How about disorganized or jumbled, and it involves sort of the root is like a barnyard animal? It's an older one, but people still say it.
Moo.
It's very many syllables.
It's many syllables.
Now, what animal did you say?
Pig.
It is pig related.
Piglet.
Piggly Wiggly? No, it's a store.
Not Piggly Wiggly, but what is Piggly Wiggly based on? What phrase is it based on?
Is that not the phrase?
Nobody knows this, huh?
It's a grocery store.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a superstore. Yeah.
That's immediately what I thought.
Yeah.
But they adopted the same reduplicative. I'm looking for Higgledy Piggledy, which
That's British. Yeah. Higgledy Piggledy.
Higgledy Piggledy. What happens when you socialize or mingle mostly informally?
Chit chat?
What are you doing?
You're still chit chatting.
Rubbing elbows.
Oh, I'm going to the party so I can
mingle. Mingle, mingle.
Mingle, mangle.
Mingle, yeah. Mangle. No. This actually has it doesn't have Detroit roots, but people in Detroit would know it because it is the mega black tie fundraiser for the parade company uses this phrase.
Oh, my goodness.
Turkey trot? Hash bash? What?
No, it's not hash bash. It's on the tip of my tongue.
That would make it more interesting.
Yeah, true.
It rhymes with the word gobble, which is in its tongue.
Gobble hobble?
Hobble gobble?
Hobnob gobble is what they call it. Yes. It. You hobnob with people. What about intersecting paths?
Crisscross.
Crisscross. Yep. Mm-hmm. Wow, you all did really, really well. Honestly, the ones that I would have thought were very sort of like 1910s were the ones that you weren't able to come through. So that was pretty sweet. Oh, nicely done.
Wow.
Very nicely done. Yes. Reduplicatives. What can I say? You know, we have only a couple minutes left. And Frank and the family Burrows have asked us some very interesting questions to consider. Let's see, with only a couple minutes to go, if motorized vehicles were outlawed, what would be your mode of conveyance to and from campus? I already know, Stephen. I mean, just let's be serious, right?
What?
I mean, I guess vehicles, four-wheeled vehicles. I'm assuming you'd ride your bike.
No, it's motorized.
Well, it has a motor.
Yeah,
it has a motor.
Yeah, it does have a motor, so that's not the best.
Small one.
And you can't ride your cat. So.
No, it'd be
love
really
to
hard.
I'd have a horse, but I'd probably have to get a bicycle, I guess.
Yeah,
I probably would, too. Balloon would be nice.
Oh, there you go.
Balloon.
A draft horse.
Ooh, you know what would be great? It would be like the shuttle from the Mayo basement to campus.
Oh, my God.
We just all made up the Mayo house.
The uranium mine.
The bullet train.
The bullet train, that is.
But that's motorized.
Oh, it runs without a motor.
Sled dog.
Sled dog.
Sled dog.
Yes.
Magnet train.
Yes. It's a magnet motor.
I was going to say like a snowblower, but then I was thinking about Mara's comment. It's like, I guess that has a motor too.
It
what's
does.
What's my problem? I'd be on one of those roller skate things where it's just a pole and you kind of got to like drag yourself on the ground.
Am I the only one who would want to ride horseback?
I want a draft horse.
Oh, okay.
I want a big draft horse. It's like the Mack truck.
I think I'd want to ski in. It would have to be snowy, but like skiing would be fun.
But you could get skis with, like, you know, things on the bottom.
Horse-drawn carriage.
As our time evaporates here, I would say a human-pulled rickshaw. Get one of my kids to do it for me. I'm so sorry, folks. The time has come for us to say goodbye, Beth.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
Mara.
Toodaloo.
Jim.
Goodbye.
Danielle.
Adios.
Steven.
Goodbye.
And Heather.
Bye.
And now these words...
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.